Essays and Lectures by Oscar Wilde, narrated by Brian Godwin. The Rise of Historical Criticism, Chapter 1. Historical criticism nowhere occurs as an isolated fact in the civilization or literature of any people. It is part of that complex working towards freedom, which may be described as the revolt against authority. It is merely one facet of that speculative spirit of an innovation, which in the sphere of action produces democracy and revolution, and in that of thought is the parent of philosophy and physical science. And its importance as a factor of progress is based not much on the results it attains, as on the tone of thought which it represents, and the method of which it works. Being thus the resultant of forces essentially revolutionary, it is not to be found in the ancient world among the material despotisms of Asia or the stationary civilization of Egypt. The clay cylinders of Assyria and Babylon, the hieroglyphics of the pyramids, form not history, but the material for history. The Chinese annals, ascending as they do to the barbarous forest life of the nation, are marked with a soberness of judgment, a freedom from invention, which